Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos, even on this Asara B'Teves. Of course, Asara B'Teves, we know that there are different elements of our mourning. We mourn the death of Ezra, who was a really irreplaceable figure, and the Targum Shivim, the fact that we were coerced to translate the Torah. But more than anything else, we paskin like the view of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches. And Rabbi Akiva says there, and I know so many people out there feel this way, that the 10th day of Teves was significant, and we're even willing to fast on an Erev Shabbos, which is not typical. The Pasuk says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that the city of Yerushalayim came b'matzor, it was besieged. And so many people, you feel besieged at this time, either, again, words like quarantine, which, again, you're growing up, you think it's a word from the past, the days of tuberculosis and other infectious diseases, before we had truly modern medicine. And so the day of Asara B'Teves is a very significant day this year, because we have a new appreciation maybe for what matzor, what being feeling under siege, quarantine, really is all about. And yet I really want to focus on an optimistic message from the penultimate Mizmor of Tehillim for, you know, how one responds to this sense of being besieged. Hallelujah, Shiru L'Adonai Shir Chadash, Tilaso Bikal Chasidim, that amongst the pious ones will sing a new song to Hashem, a Shir Chadash, and it will be so meaningful. And of course, every time we have the term Shira, we can't help but go back to the paradigmatic Shira, the Shir Shabbatorah, as Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. The Jewish people, well, how did they feel? On Yom Suf, they felt besieged. The Yam was Lifnayim, Mitzrayim was Noseah Chareyim. They had nowhere to go, they had nowhere to run, they had nowhere to hide. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, Yismach Yisrael be'osav b'nei Tzion yagilu v'malkam. The Jewish people shall rejoice. Yahalalu shemo v'machol, b'tov v'chinor yizamru lo. So I didn't come up with it out of nowhere. Even the Malbim notices it, that the instruments here are reminiscent of the instruments that the women sang with after Shiras Hayam. So David HaMelech was taking that idea in terms of developing his own notion of Shira. They'll sing to him Ki Rotza Hashem B'Amo, because it will become clear that Hashem desires his nation. Yifo'er Anavim Bishua. Oh, you know, we've been humbled, but we are the Anavim, a nation that had been through so many travails, but we will be glorified in divine salvation. So, of course, the famous comment of Chazal, which Rashi notes, you know, Vateitzenechol Anashim Achrabi Tupim Vimcholo, so what was a symphony orchestra? Where do they have these instruments from? But that Miriam inspired the women of that generation, the Nashim Tzidkanios Shebaoso Hadar, who were themselves responsible. Chazal tell us, Bishvil Nashim Tzidkanios Shebaoso Hadar Nigala Vasin Mitzrayim, they had this unsurpassed capacity for optimism. So what did they pack with them? Tupim Vimcholos. They knew that they would be victorious. They knew that they would be able to break through the siege somehow, some way. And of course, Kriyas Yamsa, for the way, maybe they couldn't imagine the details, but they were the result they were completely assured of. And on this day, when we remember the siege of Yerushalayim, and this day when so many of us continue to feel besieged in Yiratzon, that as soon as can be, the people vaccinated and people able in a safe way, maybe not quite to return to normal, but to certainly be on that path, you know, Reishis Tzmichas Geulaseinu is really the point. So we can take such heart in this time of being besieged and this unique Asara B'Teves to recognize that there is going to be a way out. We have to be like the great Jews of that previous generation who carried the Tupim and Cholos with them. They were prepared to sing a Shir Chadash, Betof v'chinor, Yehalu Hashem Hashem. They will praise Hashem, and that will be our way as well. That we have to continue to remain optimistic, and so especially for everybody out there, you know, who feels maybe at their wits' end, and they just can't bear it any longer. We have to be strong right now. We have to continue to be vigilant right now, because od ma'at, really, just in a little bit of time. I was just a few minutes ago speaking with one of the doctors who takes such wonderful care the people in our shul, and she was telling me that the pharmacist in her critical care unit, they received 970 doses of vaccine exactly, but some people may have heard in the Pfizer vials there's a little bit left at the bottom, and it's life. It's literally life itself. And her pharmacist was able to squeeze out an extra 227 doses from there. Not just 20%, but 25%. They were able to vaccinate everybody as a result, even people who weren't slated for vaccination. So you have people who are being medakti kichud ha-sa'ara. Literally, they're getting every last drop of chayim out. And this is the new meaning to the term that Chazal like to use, a sam ha-chayim, literally elixir of life. It's an elixir of life. So od ma'at, they're going to keep on squeezing it out of those vials. They're going to keep on administering it to us. Uvacharta b'chayim, we just have to make the right choice. Then we'll be prepared. Betupim uvim chalos, as the Nashim Tzidkaniyos were, and as we will be, surely, to be able to, of course, revel in the celebration. As David HaMelech expresses it, we will sing on that day a Shir Chadash, a song that hasn't been sung in so many different generations, of what it means to emerge Be'ezrat Hashem from a pandemic, and until that time to do everything in our power to ensure that there's not one more who's been infected, there's not one more who, God forbid, becomes ill or has a terrible outcome. Now is the time to be especially careful, because we can see Bokeya Va'ola, we can see it rising up, the tidings of Yeshua. Wishing everybody a meaningful tzom this day when we have a unique appreciation for Matzor, but even more important than the Matzor, a feeling of being surrounded. We have an equal feeling of what will come afterwards. Vateitzenachol anashim acharav bitupim uvim cholos.